This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's voter ID law went into effect earlier this month, a prime chance for our Curious Louis project to ask listeners what they wanted to know about it. And ask they did. St. Louis Public Radio's Erica Hunsinger went in search of the answers.
If there's one thing Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is getting really good at, it's saying this.
The most important thing to know is if you're a registered voter, you can vote, irregardless of whether or not you have a government-issued photo ID.
And it's true, but it might not be as easy as your past voting experiences. Which brings us to our first question from...
My name is Jim Nelson. I live in South St. Louis. What kind of IDs will be accepted?
One of the following four: a state-issued driver's license, a state-issued non-driver's license, a U.S. passport, or a military ID. Next question.
My elderly neighbor has used an out-of-date driver's license as her voter ID for years. When I've taken her to vote, will that still work?
That's Madonna Laws Lowell of Crestwood. And the short answer? No. The government-issued ID must be current. So here's another question. What if you either don't have a state-issued ID or left it at home?
In previous elections, I was able to show up and vote using just the card sent to me in the mail.
That's Jason Myers of Chesterfield.
Is that all gone now and that's no longer a thing now that there's a new voter ID law?
For that answer, meet Eric Fay, one of the Director of Elections for St. Louis County.
Voter identification cards that are issued by the local election authority are only acceptable in what we call the second scenario of voter ID at a polling place.
By second scenario, he means how you can vote without a state-issued ID. You'll have to show one of several things: a voter registration card, a utility bill, a Missouri university or college ID, a bank statement. If you go this route, you'll be asked to sign a statement, which says, as Ashcroft explains it,
you understand you're supposed to use a photo ID to vote. You don't have one, and you understand that the state will provide you one for free.
The other option when you have none of the above items is to use a provisional ballot, for which you'll either need to return to the polling place with a state-issued ID, or elections officials will check your signature against the one they have on file. Now, lawmakers and state officials disagree on just how many Missouri residents don't have a state-issued photo ID, tossing out numbers from 130,000 to nearly twice that. By law, the state will provide one for free and also help people get the necessary vital records, such as a birth certificate or a marriage license, also for free. But what if you're a helpful sort, like Mary Wilt from Wildwood, who wants to know,
how can I help individuals in their efforts to obtain all the necessary documents to get the voter ID?
You're definitely able to do that, but there can be a host of complications. That's what St. Francis Xavier Church in Midtown St. Louis has learned in helping low-income and homeless residents get state-issued IDs for a couple decades.
Are you homeless, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Christine Dragonette runs the program and warns that getting the necessary documents isn't always an easy feat. One example is needing to obtain something like a birth certificate.
There's a couple states that don't require any documentation to receive the birth certificate, and some states require a non-expired photo ID in order to get the birth certificate. So you can see how that there's a little bit of a catch-22 there, to say the least.
We have time for one last question, asked by...
Geraldine Proctor from St. Louis.
Trish Gundy. I live in Manchester, Missouri. If DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle offices, are planning on offering expanded weekday hours or expanded weekend hours.
The Department of Revenue, which runs the state's DMVs and fee offices, said in an email that hours at all 177 of their offices will not change. I'm Erica Hunsinger, St. Louis Public Radio.